I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By July 16, 1787, having successfully come to compromise on the issue of equal versus proportional representation, the delegates turned their attention to defining federal power. The relative weakness of the Confederation government was the very reason for a convention in Philadelphia in the first place. Yet with memories of the abuses of England's King George III still fresh, convention delegates were wary of centralized authority. As was the case for most of the convention, debate on the question began with James Madison's Virginia Plan, a document that he had drafted in May while awaiting arrival of convention delegates. That plan gave Congress the power to legislate in all cases to which the separate states are incompetent. It also gave Congress the power to veto any state laws that it considered in conflict with the laws of the central government. Luther Martin of Maryland was aghast.
Shall the laws of the states be sent up to the general legislature before they shall be permitted to operate?
The question wouldn't be resolved that day, but from the tree of Martin's objection fell the acorn of what came to be called the enumerated powers. Government was to be strictly and specifically limited. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.